Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All around the world.
Stay tuned.
We are taking over your airwaves. In 3, 2, 1.
Controversial conservative talk show host the left hates, Romeo Hill, on The Romeo Show. Call him now at 516-666-9806, and it all starts now.
It's time to crank it up.
And now, Mr. Romeo Hill.
And shoot, don't we have some good stuff for you? We got Putin, Russia, versus Ukraine. And boy, I gotta tell you folks, this is a doozy of a show today, because we're going to get into deeper details about why I think Russia versus Ukraine is just totally bad and what could be done better. But before we do, as always, if you'd like to be a part of the conversation, call in at 516-666-9806. We want to thank all of our sponsors, all of our listeners, and everyone in between that has joined us. This is incredible. So Vladimir Putin decided, allegedly, that he wanted to invade Ukraine. Well, what would be the reason, though, Romeo? Why? Romeo, why? Here's my guess and my take. Number one, control. Control, 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 control. They want control, right? So Russia is what we could supposedly call it a communist country, right? There's no ifs, ands, and buts between. They are known as a communist dictated country. But what's really weird is that Ukraine is not far off countries that are close to Russia. So we wish everyone in Ukraine the best. We hope that they stay safe. God bless them. But why would Russia do this? Not only control, control, and more control, but the fact that they want to take, supposedly, Ukraine, keep them from becoming a non-communist country. Allegedly, we've been hearing rumors, supposed rumors, we don't know if they're true or not, supposed rumors that Russia might have some nuclear weapons and everything go boom. Well, you know, this is what I got to say about this, and I've kind of said this on before my YouTube channel, Romeo Hill. Go check it out. Shameless plug. But Russia would think about doing this. Why? Because if they're going to Ukraine, or allegedly, supposedly, nuke Ukraine, what would the outcome be? Other than they would destroy a whole entire country just for what? Control? Well, we don't know. Alleged control, we could say. Allegedly, we could say many, many other things, including what about the fact that Vladimir Putin is just one unhappy dude. And Putin, no offense, we get it. We understand how you are. But he seems to be an unhappy dude. Why? Because if allegedly Ukraine breaks away from communism, dictatorship, and the rules, then Russia will then have to suffer the consequences, allegedly, if this is part of their action. They'll have to suffer the consequences of not having a country, possibly be part of, and maybe Ukraine might be kind of thinking about this. I'm not even sure, but there's been some rumors that maybe Ukraine might be starting to become NATO. Now, when we talk about NATO countries, we're talking like Germany, France, all the other countries that are allies with us. So if Ukraine becomes a supposed ally to us, then Russia is in big doo-doo. Because Russia, as we know, they have nuclear weapons, allegedly. We know that they have a whole bunch of toys that they like to play with. And trust me, when you go to Russia, you might want to think about this a little bit. Look at their country comparing to ours. In Russia, they have so many different rules that they have to follow and guidelines they have to follow. But here we get freedom. So why would supposedly Ukraine not want to become part of the dictatorship? Well, Ukraine is a country that has been trying to distance itself even more from Russia for the past several years. Ukraine is a country in Eastern Europe. It is the second largest country by area in Europe after Russia, which it borders to the east and northeast. How many do Russia have? 5,977 nuclear warheads. All figures for nuclear weapons are estimated, but according to the FOAS, the Federation of American Scientists, Russia has 5,977 nuclear warheads. The device that triggers a nuclear explosion, though this includes about 1,500 that are retired and set to be dismantled. Prior to 1991, Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. Realizing all of this, Russia has been pretty much the biggest bully, we could kind of call them. They have been the biggest threat to a lot of other countries because, of course, you know, Russia could supposedly just press one little button and boom, gone. That would suck. But does nuclear weapons in Ukraine exist? From what I've read, Ukraine is a nuclear weapon-free state but has not signed the prohibiting of nuclear weapons. It is inherent nuclear weapons following the breakup of the Soviet Union, but they were all transported back to Russia after the signing of the Budapest in 1994. So we just realized this. Ukraine decided to give up their position for nuclear weapons, hand it to Russia, which, bad idea in the first place. That was a dumb idea, in my opinion, because we have so much to unpack with this. Why would Ukraine do this? Well, Ukraine did this after signing, like we heard, a treaty, giving up their weapon. But if supposedly, let's pretend here for a minute, folks, that Russia didn't have Ukraine sign any treaties and they didn't want to give up any of their nuclear weapons, Ukraine could have a chance to stop this. Now, because Ukraine is a non-NATO state, the United States is not getting involved. Now, do I agree with this? Negative, Ghost Rider. I do not agree with this. I believe that, and we'll have to put it very delicately, our president, our great nincompoop of a leader that we have so far running this country, doesn't have an organic brain in his thought, in his head, to be prepared. But instead, he decides, no, let's put restrictions on Russia. Do you honestly think that Russia is going to care that you put restrictions on them? No. Here's the thing that we got to also remember and keep in our heads. If it does happen that we get involved, guess who can come into the fight? China. Yes. And speaking of China, my producer today happened to find a Chinese, very nice Chinese buffet restaurant, and I don't even remember the name of the food, but it was very intriguing looking. And I hope Scott, I really hope Scott doesn't start becoming Chinese or start randomly, you know, believing in the CCP, but we don't know. We'll come back to you if Scott ever starts doing that. But in the meantime, China can buddy-buddy with Russia to destroy anything else or anybody else that gets involved. And it's kind of funny because, you know, how we have Germany, we have Italy, we got Sweden. Oh, yeah, we even got Sweden now. But we even have, supposedly, the U.S. has nuclear weapons that are hidden. We don't know where, we don't know how many we have, and I'll have my producer look up how much U.S. has. And this is alignment of China and Russia, because China and Russia are communists? Maybe. But I think there's more to it than that. I think it's not only that, but I think it's because China and Russia both have the ability to wipe any country they want off the map. And this is where it gets very, very dangerous, folks. Very dangerous. Because Russia, as we know, has nuclear weapons of mass destruction, and China has the virus and everything else they have. So that's dangerous. What do I think would be, would have been the proper procedure? So let's just pretend for a minute we don't have our nincompoop Biden in office, but let's pretend we have maybe Trump in office. Yay. Right? Yay. That's all. We're all going to be happy. Yay. Hallelujah. If Trump was in office today, of today, what would have probably happened was Trump would have sent a message warning Russia and China both, Russia and China, saying that you do this, then we will retaliate back. There would have been possible repercussions. Now, the other possibility of what should or could have happened is, what if Russia did decide to go to war? So what would have been the better idea, my idea? Well, if they decided to do that, what we should have done is take our supposed stealth bombers that the U.S. have and destroy Russia's base. Any of the allies of Ukraine had any chance to take the allies of Russia out by destroying their base, destroying their equipment, then Russia would have been screwed. And by the way, right now we are listening. We have the State of the Union dress is on, pretty lame with Democrats running and running things. We'll be available on Right Wing Media Net at 6 p.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern Central time. More about that. But let's get back to the situation at hand here. If Russia would have gotten their base destroyed, then Russia would not be doing any good. Russia would be pretty much out of the whole picture because they have no military, no base, no equipment, nothing. They would be sitting there scratching their head going, well, I guess we better drink some vodka now that we can't fight. Vladimir Putin, comrade, thank you for joining us. Well, glad to have you. What in the motherland of Russia do we do now? Well, you idiot. MAGA just freaking destroyed half of our base. Now what? That's what they would be doing, scratching their head, trying to figure out what to do. And we will try to put up the Fox News feed up there for you guys, too, to see everything that the boring snooze fest of Democrats are saying. But Vladimir Putin would be scratching his head, trying to figure out how to deal with the consequences of having zero equipment, zero army base being available to him. That's what should have happened. In my own humble opinion, we should have made sure that Russia's base was destroyed, not giving them a single inch or chance to succeed doing what they are doing now. And I think this is pretty odd. What do you think, Scott? Scott?
Oh, there I am. Well, it's kind of ridiculous because right now the international community is not only embarrassed but enraged, furious at Putin. I mean, let me just give you an example from WingMedia.net. I came across this yesterday. Here's what the international, what's going on, okay? Ukraine is pleading for weapons to the United States. Canada is providing Ukraine with weapons. The National Hockey League is suspending all athletic business dealings with Russia. Russian teams have been suspended from the international soccer tournaments. The International Olympic Committee is taking a similar stance. Facebook and Instagram are restricting news from Russian news agencies like RT and Sputnik. Ukrainian Orthodox bishops urge Russia's leadership to stop war. The United States is expelling 12 Russian diplomats. The European Space Agency says a planned joint mission with Russia to Mars is now very unlikely. And Switzerland will adopt European Union sanctions, including freezing assets targeted especially towards Russians. I'd hate to be Russia at this point right now.
Russia getting pinched. But, you know, the biggest question we got to really ask ourselves here is, do we think really what Biden's little slap, I have to call it a little kind of slap on the wrist. It's almost like Biden is treating Russia like they're kindergartner. He's poking at Russia. Like, he's poking at Putin saying, hey, no, don't do that. Putin's going to get mad at some point and decide to go after us. So my thought is here is, do we really want to trust what Biden's doing? I mean, Vladimir Putin is a Russian politician and former intelligence agent who supposedly, from what some resources we've read, was part of the KGB. And this man is no dummy. He's smart as heck. But we got brain dead Biden over here doing the little treating Putin like he's a child. This is not going to end well. In my experience as a journalist, I see this and I kind of question myself sometimes. And that's not very often that I question. Well, sometimes I question myself more than not. But I questioned some of the sanity that Biden has. And about Putin, some are saying he's crazy and trying to destroy Russian ability to keep staying afloat. I think it's true. But we have Biden doing the same thing over here. So in my opinion, or in my honest opinion, we don't need Biden taking care of this. We need Trump. What do you think? What do you think, Scott?
I think we need Trump now more than ever because it comes down with world leaders, ego, and money. And the rhetoric of communism or the rhetoric of democracy, they're both secondary to how much money you can make and how much you can call the game your own. That's just my opinion, for whatever that's worth.
Well, and Raggedy Ann yesterday was calling it rhetoric. And I'm sitting there thinking, this isn't rhetoric. This is pure, blatant war crime, in my opinion.
Well, no, you got to understand, what he's trying to do is minimize impact. Yeah, what's being perceived by people is the impact of Putin and the Russian army, some of which you've actually said they don't want to fight. But she, not enough. Effectively, what you have here, and I'm not a diplomat, I'm not trained in these things, but it seems to me that you have a country that didn't do anything, aka Ukraine, and is being attacked by a country for an equally unbeknownst reason by Russia. And it doesn't make any sense, except because that's what the about that and Hong Kong are the only what you might call super. Well, Hong Kong you could call a super democracy. This one, Ukraine, call it maybe a persistent democracy.
But you know what I find weird though is
what?
That the Republic of North Korea is a NATO state. So imagine this then, Scott. If we got the Republic of North Korea on our side, what does that tell Russia? That basically tells Russia right there that, hey, guess what? Not only does America have nukes, not only do you have nukes, not only maybe does China possibly have them if they don't know how not to give themselves the nuclear, you know, if they don't happen to accidentally have a accident and forget the code or something like that. God forbid they ever forget the code. But North Korea has nuclear weapons, too.
Well, they've actually been in the news because of that. I mean, they fired a ballistic missile about a day ago with a bunch of cameras, and they say, oh, we're just testing it.
And which country was it?
North Korea.
I don't think they're testing. I think they're getting ready for if we decide to get involved or if they decide to get involved first. They're just waiting. They know better because they know not to trust Russia. I mean, come on, Scott. You're a journalist for crying out loud. Let's put on our journalist cap here for a minute and think about this rationally. Do you think that North Korea, the Republic of North Korea, a NATO state, would not take into consideration that Russia had nuclear weapons. They would. By all means, every country would pay attention to it because the impact would be so damaging or damning to civilization as we know it.
Yeah.
With not only would it wipe everything out on the map, but it would be nuclear, which is very highly, highly chemical that can deteriorate, burn, and destroy anything. Yeah. I don't think Korea really wants to sit and wait for Russia to play the little poke the bear game. I think North Korea is possibly getting ready to maybe take action if Russia decides to play the field and try to accommodate themselves to another country. But we will be right back after this brief message. You are listening to The Romeo Show. We are glad to take a call, 516-666-9806. You are listening to the most hated person by the left and probably now by Russia. We will be right back after the Swedish ambassador message about Justin Trudeau. We'll be right back.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
Nothing says home like a hearty meal with family and friends. Since 2011, the Gary Sinise Foundation's Serving Heroes program has shown gratitude to our nation's defenders by offering them a taste of home. This year, we're partnering with the Bob Evans Our Farm Salutes program to help serve even more meals to service members as they return home or continue to serve overseas. Look for Bob Evans Purple Packaging and visit ourfarmsalutes.com to learn more about how you can help serve our service members.
The strength of America, our values, our way of life hasn't just been won on the battlefield. It's won every day in our communities when we come together, extending hands of compassion, service, and hope to those who need it most. For over 100 years, the American Legion has been strengthening communities across our nation by providing life-saving help and support to our veterans and neighbors during times like we're facing today.
It's what the Legion's all about.
From blood drives to distributing food, from responding to emergencies and protecting the most vulnerable among us, our mission is making America's communities stronger.
We are one family, and therefore, we care.
We are the American Legion, veterans strengthening America. To learn how you can help, visit legion.org.
And we are back. I hope y'all enjoyed the Swedish ambassador message about Justin Trudeau as much as I did. Wink, wink. Scott is doing a little research about more of the North Korea testing these little supposed cameras. They were saying that, oh, what are you asking about? I have, again, my sneaking suspicion is that not only did Russia possibly want to start this war from having, just trying to keep communism alive. But like I said, there's more. There's 100% more. And this is what I'm going to think. There might and might not be a chance that Ukraine could hold back the Russian army. Now, if the Russian army does happen to overrun Ukraine, then Ukraine will then be conquered by Russia. And supposedly, Russia might have more targets in the midst of things. So we have a new message from Japan. News following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The government is on alert for provoking in East Asia, China, Russia, and North Korea, which is believed might attempt to take advantage of the turmoil in international affairs in addition to North Korea launching a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan on Sunday. Militaries exercised by China and Russia have become more active in the water and airspace around Japan since the beginning of the year, prompting Japanese government to step up intelligence gathering surveillance activities. Chief Cabinet Security Hirokazu, sorry, didn't mean to mess up that name, and Matsuno condemning North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch at the press conference Monday. The launch came when the international community was responding to Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. It is utterly unacceptable, Matsuno said. We will drastically strengthen our defense capabilities with a sense of urgency. Scott, can you take this over for a few seconds and tell me what you think?
Of course. Scott? Well, yeah. When they say urgency, usually that word is a diplomatic word used to indicate fear or the ability to pounce on a situation and gain. And I have a feeling that North Korea may be afraid of Russia. And, you know, I was looking up another one from France 24, for example. They were saying that China's President Xi Jinping emphasized, and I'm quoting, the importance of cooperation between Beijing and Pyongyang in an unspecified new situation. Again, they're using a lot of linguistic double talk. North Korea's state media reported Saturday that, quote, North Korea, officially known as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, carried out an unprecedented 7 weapons test in January, including its most powerful missiles since 2017, with negotiations with the United States at a standstill. Paused testing during the Beijing Winter Olympics in deference to China. And at this point, it has become potentially, with some of the other countries, could be as bad as the bloodshed of the Korean War during the 1950s. Again, when you get something like new situation, something that big, you always have to be careful and watch it, because that can mean almost anything.
Well, and did you also hear, Scott, that Russia is also cutting off feed from any news reports coming? Not only are they people blocking them, but they're also cutting news feed from Russia. I wonder
so
why.
Let's see what we get. I'm going to go to RT.com, and I am going through a VPN, by the way, and I was able to get through. I'm not going to permit anything. Let's try Pravda. Let's try Pravda. And the English version, Pravda.ru. I'm getting through. So we're being let to get into, but Russia's not letting information go out unless it's controlled through the state. By the way, can I take the internet? You know, did you hear that there's supposed to be the possibility of, cyber bullying at the minimum? From Russia, and it could happen around the world. Did you hear about that?
No. What's up with that?
Okay. Well, because Russia and the Ukraine are at war, be extra careful, because the Democrats just probably won't be able to handle their involvement with countries in that part of the world very easily. And American intervention with either side could result in America and other countries begin sucked into a projected cyber war. And so we need to be safe with any internet-connected device and make sure it's very safe. I mean, here's some ideas. For example, make sure your computers and phones are updated, not just antivirus, but also your basic applications, you know, Microsoft Windows updates, Apple updates, and whatnot. Don't go to any links that are emailed to you, especially if it comes unexpected or from somebody you don't know. Other people's, remember this, other people's devices could become compromised if they don't follow some of our basic advice. And And we just violated this suggestion not to visit any Russian or Ukrainian website. Oops, but, you know, you just got to be careful.
And that, too, is a good thing to remember, because I don't want to have to say this, but apparently it sounds like Russia is basically having a cease and, you know, where America's having a cease and desist order against Russia, saying that if we are not going to play nice, then we will block and lock you out of whatever you decide you want to do with us will no longer be available.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, nor are you, but a cease and desist order just legally says, you know, stop doing whatever activity that is specified that you're doing that's, you know, making us unhappy for whatever reason. And, you know, that's, it seems like with these sanctions that are economic based, that's what Biden is doing. And until he actually goes further, and, you know, it's a delicate balance, not doing something that's going to proliferate nuclear reaction, but doing more than just getting the attention of Russian accountants and people in, you know, those fields. That's what's going on now. But I mean, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm certainly not a lawyer, not a diplomat, but I don't know, how do you get the attention of these people in Russia and say, you know, Kamenetsky is bad. You know, I think we ought to do something tomorrow, put it in Russian and stick it up on the rightwingmedia.net show tomorrow. You know, do it on Russia and see what, do it in Russian. Yeah, that would be cool. And see what they think about that. Wow, that might just actually do a broadcast with a little bit aimed towards Russia. Who would have thunk?
Well, you did good, but I don't know how this is going to play out. But I want to see this, but I don't know how this is going to play out.
Well, what's going to be interesting is right now we are 5:40 p.m. in the Mountain Time Zone, 4:40 in the Pacific Time Zone, and the President Biden State of the Union address will be 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 Mountain, 8, so we're looking about an hour and 20 minutes, 8 Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And let me see if we can find out State of the Union preview, if anybody has dumped the bean.
NBC just wrote a report saying Ukraine is winning the information war against Russia 2 hours ago.
Which is pretty good because they had their central TV antenna for the city knocked down.
Ukraine is winning, and here's the little CNBC report. Ukraine is winning the war for heart and minds as its soldiers and civilians fight back against Russia forces. The victory at this early stage gives it some of the ground advantages, like stronger support from countries sympathizing to cause. Russia information battle seems to be very different from Ukraine as it struggles quarrels oppositioning at home. So,
And I was just going to say, I was just looking at whitehouse.gov/state-of-the-union-2022/, and no preview at all. Let me see if anybody else has anything. CBS News yesterday said it was Biden's economic policy, and not even Nancy Pelosi knows, according to House.gov. Wow. Something Nancy doesn't know? Amazing.
And how does Nancy not know this? Oh, wait, never mind. She's, yeah, okay. Got it. She's them.
She's more relevant than CBN and Kiev.
Well, apparently I'm more relevant than she is.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand, Scott, is like how when somebody says that you're not supposed to have these problems, like bombing Russia, bombing Ukraine, and just giving them a little, treating them like kids, kind of snarky remark like Biden does. I don't know how that's going to go very well with Putin.
Well, I think
it makes him kind of wonder.
I was just going to say he's going to know what is being said in the paralanguage of everything, but it'll be to a point whether it makes him laugh or makes him annoyed.
I think Putin knows everything, but in the meantime, I'm thinking Biden isn't being really indirect about this. He's point blank saying, Russia, if you keep doing this, we're going to poke at you. I think this is going to end in the most horrific way.
Mm-hmm. No, I
what
understand
do you think, Scott?
Well, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I understand you had trouble with one of your fans, Ray, by the way.
Yes. Just some really weird things going on, but it's kind of indirect, kind of, I guess, almost like indirectly people don't like me, I guess, and they rather see me get in trouble.
For what?
Nothing. For just contacting them, for being able to help them, talk to them, get them through stuff in life. But here, I'll put it out like this to you guys. I'm not going to say the name of who the party is, but Party B wants to try to file a supposed cease and desist order of contact, like a restraining order, against me. And what I don't understand is, what did I do? What did I do to deserve something like this? I have not done anything in violation of law. I have not done anything. I can honestly say the other part, the Party B, doesn't mind talking. So it's a really weird situation.
Hmm.
Are you there?
Yes, yes. And I'm sorry you're having to go through that, especially when it's, I understand, relatives of a fan who don't like you and don't like your videos. And it's like, you know, I've gone through the same thing where people don't understand. I'm not a freaking idiot when I do a video, and you're not gung-ho crazy when you do a video either. But some of them think I am, some of them think you are, etc. And they can think wrong, but I don't know what to say. I mean, I feel bad, but... they have to watch for defamation too. You could stick them with that.
What I'm pointing out, and I will say this to the people, you know who you are. I'm not going to mention your name. I'm not going to put you out there because it's pointless. If you plan on calling the Pofos, the Piggy Wiggies on me, you're a cop caller. That means you're a little sissy girl. You're a little pansy to do it. Because the thing about that is that if you have a problem with me, number one, you should have came and talked to me directly and settled the dispute instead of being a little pansy about it, turning around and wanting to call the popos on me. Now, because I don't mind all cops, I don't think all cops are bad, but some cops are, I don't have a problem with the cops. But I have a problem with people being a little snitch and a little... Well, you know the other word for snitch.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to defamate them. But that's kind of what they're being, basically. They're being a snitch. They're being little pansies about this, in my viewpoint, because what I feel to be is no direct violation of any law and no direct violation. Person that is in contact with me, one of my fans, has never said, Romeo, stop contacting me. That person has never said it. That person has never mentioned it. But when this person comes out and says, Romeo, I think of you lesser than dog poop on my shoes. You know what I think of you? I think of you as, pardon my French, a little bitch. You are a little bitch. For one, you think that I'm afraid of you. You think that I'm afraid of what you will do to me. No. I don't think you have the watermelons to even see me face to face and say this face to face. Because the thing is that why would you waste the cops' time? of course, cops have better things to do, like deal with rape case, murder, theft, car theft, drugs, gang affiliation. Cops have better things to do than dealing with a redneck that is a YouTuber. So, honestly, if you can be a little winch about it, then fine. I will tell you this right now, and I'm going to go on tangents a little, and I'm sorry, Scott, you might have to edit some of this down, but buddy, to who you are, I look at you comparing to Joe Biden's nutsack, less than equivalent of Joe Biden's nutsack. You're nothing to me. I'm not afraid of you. I don't care, because honestly, you know what? Haters going to hate me, but guess what, Fuggins? I don't care, because I've got more people on my side than you got on your side. It's the equivalent of you playing checkers and I'm playing chess with you. You're the mouse, I'm the cat. You think you can be the cat in this situation? Wrong. I'm the cat, you're the mouse. I'm hunting you. You aren't going to be making me have any threat thrown my way of what I should and should not do. If all the law says it's consensual talk, meaning not having to be sexual talk, but consensual, meaning both parties agree to talking to each other. And again, I'm not a lawyer, but devastating. I looked up some laws in my county ruling that if both parties are consenting to talking to each other, then you can't do jack squat. And there's not a dang thing you can do about it. So take this little time to put your big boy, big girl pants on, grow up, and shut up. You are nothing to me. And I'm not going to mention your name because you're a clout chasing little brat. You're like one of these brats that are out there clout chasing against me. You want me in jail? Okay, fine. That ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because all I have to do is make one video putting you out there and calling you out by name and telling you who you are. You would instantly regret what you have done.
Wow.
This is a threat. This is a promise. You mess with me, it's going to be the worst time you ever find yourself in. I promise you. You mess with me, you screw with me, it's going to be over faster than you can even blink an eye.
And on that
note, me, it's not going to be well if you mess with me, put me in a position where I don't want to be. I've done nothing. You have nothing on me, so leave me alone.
What okay. Well, our time for this week is almost up.
Yay!
But then again, this might be continued tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern on rightwingmedia.net radio. And on behalf of Romeo Hill, let me see if we can bring up Romeo here. Ah, he's dropped off. I guess we will see you later.